One more for the Perek. This is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tes, 7-9. More on contingent getin. But here, the contingency isn't with the wife. It's actually with the people who will be writing and giving the get. So here he's addressing, I'll call them his friends. Im lo ba'asi mekan vaj 12 chodesh kisvu usnu get le'ishti. He says to his friends, if I don't come back within 12 months, so then write a get and give it to my wife. So implicit in that is, when should the writing happen? Only after 12 months. And we said before that since the specifics of how, whatever contingencies he put in terms of the authorization to write the get, we take very literally. And since he said it's to be written after 12 months, so therefore, says the Mishnah, kisvu us, I'm sorry, if the Mishnah says kasvu get besoch shneimasar chodesh, if they wrote the get within those 12 months, even if they didn't deliver the get, they just wanted to have the get handy for when the 12 months are up. Since that wasn't the mandate, the writing was not valid, and therefore, unesanu la'achar shneimasar chodesh, even if they give the wife the get after the 12 months are up, still eino get, the get is not valid because it was written not in an, in an authorized way. The authorization was only after 12 months, and they wrote it within the 12 months. On the other hand, if he says, kisfu usnu get le'ishti im lo va'asi mekan va'ad, excuse me, ad shneimasar chodesh, if he says, write and give a get to my wife if I don't come back within 12 months. So now it's ambiguous, okay? Before, the first case was, he says, if I don't come back, then write and give the get. Here he says, write and give the get if I don't come back within 12 months. So it's not perfectly clear if the writing can happen before 12 months, just the giving can't happen until after 12 months, right? So it says, write and give. So that's a little ambiguous. So the Tana Kama holds, it's not that ambiguous, it's no good. It says the Tana Kama, if kasvu besoch shneimasar chodesh, if they wrote it within 12 months, unasanu la'achar shneimasar chodesh, and they only gave it after 12 months, still eino get, it doesn't work, because he said, kisvu snu, write it and give it after 12 months. So therefore we understand that the writing also is only after 12 months. On this point, Rabbi Yossi omer kazeh get, Rabbi Yossi says, in such a case, it is an effective get, because we're going to differentiate, we'll say the writing authorization is whenever, it's just the giving of the get. Write it and give it after 12 months. It's the only the giving which is limited to 12 months after the date that he said it. Therefore, Biosi says it would be valid. However, the Halacha says the Shulchan Aruch is like the Tana Kama. It's not effective. Okay, the last case is Kasvu l'achar shneimasar chodesh. He tells his friends, write the get after 12 months. Unasanu l'achar shneimasar chodesh. And give it after 12 months. So there's no ambiguities here. We're clear that everything has to happen after 12 months. The problem is v'meis. Now, at the end of the period, he dies. So the question is, they also gave the get. Is it effective as a divorce? So, not surprisingly, im ha-get kadam la-misa, if the get had been given to her prior to the husband's death, hareze get, then it's an effective get, because first she was divorced and then he died. Im misa kadma la-get, on the other hand, if first he died, and then even a moment later, they gave her the get. Well, it's too late. We've already said that once a person's dead, he can't divorce his wife. And therefore, ain't no get. It's not a get. And she dies as a widow, not a divorcee. What happens if ve'im ein yadua? What if you just don't know? In other words, he died in the hospital. She was getting the get back at the house. Both of them happened at about 9:15 in the morning. But which happened first? How can we tell? And the Mishnah has no, you know, no WhatsApp to notify or something. So therefore, we don't know. Zuhi sha'amru. This is a scenario in which we have mugureshes and mugureshes. We are misupak, we're in doubt whether or not she was divorced, and therefore we'll have to go to stringently, meaning if we have a situation of yibum relevant, then they can't do yibum because maybe she already is divorced, so we'll have to do chalitza, and she can't marry a kohen because maybe she's a divorcee, we just don't know.